tell you, he's an awesome man, great man of God, great composer, and he is a winning composer. He is Jeff Bumgardner, and I tell you what, he has been doing some great work in the music field in general, and right here in our hometown in particular. And guess what, everyone? Jeff Bumgardner has been nominated for another Dove Award. He's won three, and he is being nominated for another Dove Award. I tell you what, it is going to be great. Let's see what happens. He has an album. I've heard it. I'm saying album. CD. Entitled Your Word. It is an awesome CD filled with songs about life, relationship, you name it. And he has been nominated based on the power of that CD for another Dove Award. He will be gracing us with his presence Tuesday, the 23rd of August. That's Tuesday of next week at 1 o'clock. I'll have a conversation with the great Jeff Bumgardner again as we listen to some of the songs from that CD, Your Word, and let him help us understand the meaning behind the songs, the significance of each of those songs. Great composer, great singer, great pianist, Jeff Bumgardner, Dove Award winner. Great man. Joining us next Tuesday, August 23rd at 1 o'clock. I definitely encourage you to join us. And again, if for whatever the reason you're not able to join us live on 1550 AM The Voice, you can definitely catch us at a later time by going to speakingwith.com and clicking on the link labeled Listen Online at your convenience. And those of you who will be listening via your smartphone, just type into your search bar the name Jeff Bumgardner. Or if you like, you can just type in the name Jeff, and the program will probably bring up for you everything we've done that has the name Jeff in it. And of course, you're going to be looking for Jeff Bumgardner, capital B-U-M-G-A-R-D-N-E-R. Jeff Bumgardner. I definitely encourage you to listen to that conversation. Now we're going to be continuing to bring you information that you can grasp, that you can use. We want you to use it. We want you to apply it to your living. That's why we have this program. And so Saturday, we'll be talking about vitamin D, and we'll, you know, vitamin D really is a great nutrient. Our bodies truly need it. It benefits us in some tremendous ways. But like anything else, too much of a good thing. We're going to talk about how we can get ourselves into trouble by consuming too much vitamin D, whether we get it directly from the sun and maybe set ourselves up for cancer risk, or maybe we consume it orally, nutrients, and we swallow too much over a course of time. I want you to know what can happen if we do that. We'll also hear from Dr. Terry Linhart. I know that with the, you know, living in a society where we can be so tempted to focus on self, 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 that we forget that part of the problem is that when we focus too much on self, we get to the point where we can begin to lose sight of the fact that we are multifaceted human beings, multifaceted beings with strengths and weaknesses. With those weaknesses, we can find ourselves, well, maybe sabotaging our own success, maybe sabotaging the success of other people, sabotaging so much, even when we are leaders. And so I want to bring back the conversation that I had with Dr. Linhart with regards to how we can recognize blind spots in our lives so that we can go about the business of dealing with those weaknesses in our lives so that we can become better leaders, whether we work in or outside of a religious environment. So Dr. Terry Linhart will be with us. And that'll be this Saturday at 2 o'clock in the PM. Saturday at 2 p.m., Saturday, August 18th, Dr. Terry Linhart, helping us develop our leadership abilities. Let me close with this, a question. How are things going with regards to your experience of peace? Are you finding it more and more challenging, less challenging? We have a lot going on in this world. One of the things to keep in mind is that we have good and bad going on, though. For example, we had racists who were gathering to celebrate their hatred and their racism recently. The beauty of it is there were people out there at that same event who have a whole different mindset about relations and race relations in particular, who made it clear they weren't accepting the call to, the cry to divide our nation more and more by race, by ethnicity. I'm telling you what, I truly appreciate and applaud the many people who say, this is unacceptable, we're not buying it, we're not going along with this. Everyone of every ethnicity, I really appreciate you. I especially appreciate members of the white community who come out in huge numbers to say, we're not tolerating that. Thank you, members of every community, including the white community, who make it clear that you truly desire that this be one nation, a unified nation, and not a divided nation. Till next time. Letting life's best moments come through you.